السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Alhamdulillah, والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him. We send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them all. I'm so happy to be speaking to you. And I want to speak to you about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are supposed to be following his footsteps, right? We are supposed to be following his footsteps. What does that mean? Can anyone tell me what that means? Yes. We follow him. Yes, that's correct. That's what footsteps means. Means him. And when we say follow him, in what things do we follow him? Who can tell me? Yes. Say it a bit loudly. Salah. Yes, correct. Yes. The way he lived. Completely. Everything he did. Today I'm speaking to younger people, so I'm going to speak on your level. That's why I started by asking you questions, okay? So you can concentrate, because I'm going to ask you so many questions. Is it okay to ask questions?
Yes.
Okay. So we have to follow the way he lived. So he taught so many of his companions. What were the companions known as? Yes? Sahaba radiallahu anhum. May Allah be pleased with them. He taught so many of them Quran. Am I right? Did he ever beat up any one of them to say, "You didn't learn, whack you"? Did he ever do that?
No,
he didn't. So it means when we are teaching and learning, we need to be enthusiastic, and nobody's going to scold us and shout us, because the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were not lazy. They were not people who were distracted very easily. They used to concentrate. They used to learn. They used to deliver. And this is why there was a lot of happiness. So if you are not lazy, if you work hard, if you concentrate, and if you try your best, your teacher doesn't need to get upset with you, right? If you know your work, does your teacher get upset? But when you don't know your work, what happens? He gets upset, or she gets even more upset. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. So this is the path and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Islam is all about knowledge. It's all about learning. The more you know, the better a Muslim you are. You need to know that. If you know less, you cannot be a good Muslim, because you don't know what Islam is. When I said earlier, what is the meaning of following his footsteps? Someone correctly answered saying you follow his life. If you don't know how he lived, how will you be able to follow that? If you don't know what he did, how will you be able to do it? So in order to know all that, you need to learn. In order to learn, you need to be dedicated and work hard. And if you work hard, nobody gets upset. So what do you learn here at this institution? Who can tell me? Tell me one thing that you learn. Put up your hand. Yes. You learn Quran. Did you hear that? So the Quran is the word of who? The word of
Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah revealed the Quran to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the primary source of all rules and regulations in Islam, which means that is what we follow. So when we say follow Muhammad, peace be upon him, it's the Quran that is telling us to follow him. That's why we follow him. Subhanallah. So Allah says,
قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Say, which means, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell your companions, tell the people, if you love Allah, then follow me. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you follow Allah, if you love Allah, follow me. And Allah will love you in return, and he will forgive your sins. For indeed, he is most forgiving, most merciful. So if you want the love of Allah, what do you need to do? You need to follow? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you want to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you need to understand how he lived and you need to try and live in the same way. So, did he ever utter a lie?
No.
How many of us tell little lies? Sometimes we just lie. You know you're guilty and your mommy says, "Who did this?" And you say, "Not me, not me." And you know it was you. Right? We are taught Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, firstly, he wasn't a mischievous person. Even when he was young, he was a very calm person. He was dedicated. He was always truthful. Do you know when he was young, he was known as something. As he grew up, he was known as something. Who knows what he was known as? Two words, two titles he had. Yes. As-Sadiq and Al-Amin. Wow, mashallah. Great, alhamdulillah. As-Sadiq Al-Amin. What's the meaning of As-Sadiq? The truthful. And Al-Amin? Yes? The? Trustworthy. There we are. MashaAllah. The truthful and the trustworthy. How many of us would be called or known as the truthful and the trustworthy? Tell me. If you're truthful and trustworthy, put up your hand. You are. Come on. We're supposed to be truthful and trustworthy. I'm sure you are. Yes, see all these little truthful and trustworthy boys putting up their hands, mashallah. Are we truthful and trustworthy? Put up our hands. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah, that's beautiful. Okay, that's great. Alhamdulillah. So, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was truthful and trustworthy. That's his way. That's his style. That's his path. That's his sunnah. That's his entire life. He was truthful and trustworthy. So remember that. As you grow older, truthfulness, trustworthiness. And you know what? If you want to be truthful and trustworthy, you need to have great company. Your friends need to be good people. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not befriend people who were drunkards. You know, like today you have someone who's on drugs and you his best friend or her best friend. You know what would happen? You wouldn't be able to be truthful and trustworthy because your friends are not truthful and trustworthy. So if you want to be truthful, trustworthy, you need to have friends who are also truthful and trustworthy. Did we follow? So how many of you are going to choose friends who are going to be truthful and trustworthy? Put up your hands. Oh, mashallah. That means you, alhamdulillah, shukran, you can put down your hands. So inshallah, as the days pass, we will try our best to follow the example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the reasons is, if you want happiness, you want to smile, you want to be content, what makes you happy? Can I ask you guys a question? What makes you very, very happy? Tell me, can someone put up their hands? Something happens to you and you become so happy. If I want to make you happy right now, what do you think? What should I do for you to make you happy? Yes. You found a 20 rand and you walked away. But you got happy when you found it, isn't it? Why? Because you walked away. You were truthful, trustworthy. Oh, that's great. So why does your mommy make you happy? Tell us. So the 20 rands is included in that money. But you just told me you didn't pick it up. Oh, you did pick it up. Uh-oh. Okay, no problem. We'll talk about that later. But mashallah. Okay, what can you tell me? Salah makes you happy. Wow, that's great. That's a brilliant answer. Yes. Technology makes you happy. Ah, that's a sweet way, intelligent way of saying the phone, cell phones and games and everything else. That's technology, am I right? Makes you very happy. Okay, what else? Who else becomes happy if someone gives them a PlayStation? You'll be excited. Put up your hand. All the boys, right? MashaAllah. You've got one already. Okay, put your hands down. Now let me tell you something. You become happy. Not with these things. These things will make you happy for a short period of time because you got a PlayStation 3. By the time a PlayStation 4 comes out, you're already sad because now yours is not the latest. Am I right? Yes. You now want the later one. When you got if you have the latest Lamborghini today and we're sitting in 2015, when 2020 comes, no one will want to look at your Lamborghini. You want another one, isn't it? The latest car. It must be this year's. When someone gives you a Nokia, a phone of 1996, they used to call them bricks before you were born. If they give you that phone, you won't even want it. Am I right? It's a brick. It's bigger than you. I'm telling you, you got to hold it like this with two hands. No one wants it, but at that time it was the in thing, it made everybody happy. It shows us that there is temporary happiness and long-term happiness. Temporary happiness is achieved when you get things, items. Like he said, technology, technological things. You get excited because temporary, for a little while you have the phone, for as long as it's the latest, you're happy. The minute it's not, you're not happy. So Allah tells us, if you want long-term happiness, there is endurance. You need to work hard. You need to follow the sunnah. You need to make sure you're doing a lot in terms of trying to please Allah. You will get happy if you make Allah happy. And you will make Allah happy by following the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you follow the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you make Allah happy. If Allah is happy, you become happy. Even if you don't have a phone, even if you don't have a car. Have you seen, any one of you might have been to perhaps one of the poorer areas where people don't have phones, they don't have homes, they don't have food. They're under a tree perhaps, they're homeless, but they're smiling and they're happy even without all their teeth. Am I right? Have you seen them? Am I right? And sometimes we have so much. We've got phones and cars and we're eating the latest, you know, top food, expensive stuff. Every day you're eating out, but you're not happy. You get home and you're still angry. You're upset. You got a temper. How many of you have a temper? Mashallah, quite a few. Alhamdulillah. You need to work on that temper. You need to try not to become angry quickly. You need to try not to become angry quickly. And inshallah, you'll succeed. So we've got all the gifts of Allah that are temporary, that have been given to us, that will not bring about long-term happiness. Long-term happiness is when you fulfill your salah, when you are a good and kind person, you have a good heart, you understand, you reach out to people, you respect everyone, you greet. Do you know a greeting brings about so much of happiness? When you say assalamu alaikum to someone you don't know, and they say wa alaikum assalam back to you, you become so happy. It's a happiness that perhaps sometimes is not immediately felt, but it's long term. You feel a part of the community when you see each other. Assalamu alaikum. Wow, mashallah. That's why one of the scholars, when he was asked at a school, can you give us one piece of advice? He gave a powerful piece of advice, and I want to give it to you. One thing, learn to greet everyone. That's all. What did I say? Everyone, learn to greet them, no matter who they are. Assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. That greeting alone will bring about internal and external happiness. You'll be such a pleasant child, and you'll build a nation, a whole nation, just by greeting. The greeting is so important in Islam. Allah says, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. When you are greeted with a greeting, reply with a better greeting, or at least give the same greeting back. If someone says assalamu alaikum, what's a better greeting in response? Wa alaikumu assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I greeted with a better greeting, and I don't have to say hi, because you know what's the opposite of hi? Bye. Exactly. So the highs and the byes, they only work if you were to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and they respond to you. And the hadith says, al-badi'u bis-salami bari'un min al-kibr. It's a narration. The Prophet ﷺ says, the one who starts with the greeting is free of pride. It's a sign that you're free of pride. Don't wait for someone to greet you, then you say, yeah, salam. You know, here in Cape Town, they just look at you and say, salam. Have you heard that one? Exactly like that, right? You got to greet properly, and you make sure you say assalamu alaikum and break into a smile. If you smile, even if a person is depressed, they start smiling. Yesterday, I came into Cape Town, and I won't lie to you, I was quite tired. I came the previous day, but yesterday I went into the hotel and I saw one old man, not so old, but he looked at me and he says, can I take a selfie with you, Moss? Can I take a selfie with you? And I told him, okay. You know, I thought he was going to beat me up. So I said, okay, fine. And then he's taking a selfie and he's so, you know, he's like not smiling, he's so serious. And I told him, I want to see your teeth. And he says, and he had no teeth, not at all. And I took this selfie without his teeth. Every time I'm feeling a little bit stressed, I'm looking at this picture since yesterday, and I just start laughing. Mashallah, mashallah, mashallah.
Technology.
Technology again. Subhanallah. So yes, you can use it in the right direction. But the message I had for you, learn to greet one another. That's the most powerful message I have for you today, because that's the way of Muhammad, peace be upon him. And we all learning to follow his way. Yes, you have to say something. What did you say? You have a phone?
Far older than you.
Wow, mashallah. You know, if you keep that phone for 60 years, you'll be able to sell it for a large sum of money, because it will become an antique and it will become a piece. But the problem is your children might have to sell it for you. Allahu Akbar. Why are you so shy? You don't have kids? Inshallah, you will one day, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. So we've had a beautiful session. I'm so happy and delighted to have been here this afternoon and to have tried to encourage one and all to follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his path is indeed extremely important. It's the Quran that actually takes us to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I know we do have some of the older learners who are here. May Allah make things easy for you. Remember to be dedicated. The advice is definitely for you, although I might have worded it in a way that would be more clearly understood by little children, but at the same time the message is solid, I hope. May Allah bless us all. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad.